Chapter 17 and verse 24. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And over to 1 Corinthians 11, it's already been referred to. First Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, that same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Lastly, in the 14th of John, John 14 and verse 1, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I was thinking this morning, the Lord Jesus, his prayer to the Father, properly the Lord's prayer, Father, I will, they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Our brothers mentioned the privilege that we expect to have on Lord's Day morning of being gathered around himself to answer his request. This do in remembrance of me. But we have there in 1 Corinthians 11 that promise. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death. Until it's no longer possible. It's not what it says. Till he come. We have that promise that it will be possible to be gathered simply around the person of our beloved Savior. Until he comes to receive us home to be with him. There is his desire and his prayer to the Father. I will. Those of you who you've given me be with me where I am. And now in this scene, in this world, we have the privilege of being gathered around him where he has placed his name to simply think on him when it is well, while it is well with us, to think on him, to give him praise and worship, to remember what he has done for us. He's promised us that we'll be able to do that until he comes. When he comes, we'll be gathered around him there in glory. We'll no longer have the privilege to be gathered around him as he's asked us to do in this world. How wonderful it will be to be there in glory, gathered around him. But how wonderful it is to answer his request now. This do in remembrance of me. We won't be able to do that once he comes. We'll be there much more precious, but yet we'll have lost the opportunity to do what he asks us to do here in this world. And we have his promise there in the 14th of John. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I'd just like to say, if you haven't taken your place at the Lord's table, if you haven't asked to remember him in his death, why not? There's a place there for each of his own. His body, each member of his body, purchased by his blood there on Calvary's cross. If you're a member of his body, there is a place there for you. Think of what it means to our Savior to be gathered around him. He knows our failing hearts. He knows that we need that remembrance. There's a place there for each one of us. We think of what it means to him, how precious it is to our Savior who gave his life, shed his blood for us. What does it mean to him to have us to be gathered there around himself? While we're in this world, he's promised us another thing. He's in farther along in John, in verse 16. And I will pray the Father, chapter 14 and verse 16, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it receiveth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Down to verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Lord Jesus has gone back into glory. But he sent the Holy Ghost into our hearts. And he says, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. We have the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit of God, that third, I'll say third is not a ranking, but that third person of the Godhead, indwelling each and every one of his own, to take the things of Christ and make them good to our hearts. Bring them to our remembrance. I can't have things brought to my remembrance that I've never heard, that I've never read. And so the Lord desires to have his own gathered around himself, not only on Lord's Day morning, Lord's Day evening, the weeknight meeting, wherever the saints are gathered together to be over the word. It's wonderful to come to a conference like this and have the word opened up and expounded to us. We learn so many things, and our hearts are warmed and encouraged to go on for the Lord. But what about when we go home? I believe it was Mr. Barry used to tell us There are things that the Lord has for us in our home assembly, in the weeknight meetings, the other meetings of the assembly. Not going to get that at a conference. The Lord has it for us at home. There are things that He has for us in our personal readings, in our family readings, in the assembly readings. We're not going to get that at St. Thomas or Lawrenceville or any of the other conferences. The Lord has it for us at home. He understands that there are circumstances that come in that perhaps we can't be there at times. But He wants His own to be gathered around Himself, to be over His Word, to seek to encourage one another and help one another to go on. We need each other. We need the fellowship of the fellow members of the body of Christ to encourage us, to help us. And those things we're not going to get at a conference. As much as our hearts are warmed and encouraged at meetings like this, there are things at home, at the home assembly meetings, that the Lord has for us. And He wants us to be there. And think of the exhortation that was given in Exodus chapter 12. The time of the institution of the Passover. Perhaps Exodus chapter 12 and verse 26. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when He smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed their head and worshipped. So there we have Moses giving the word of the Lord to the people of Israel. It says there's going to come a time when you are in the land that the Lord has promised. You've come into the blessings that the Lord has promised. You need to be prepared to, your children are going to ask, what do you mean by this service? You need to be prepared to give an answer, an intelligent answer. It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt. And that Passover was instituted. They were to remember that year by year. We have the privilege to remember our Savior and His death each week or more often. There's nothing in the Scripture says we can't remember the Lord more often than once a week. But we have the assembly gathered together by the Spirit of God around the person of our beloved Savior to remember Him in His death. Our children say to us, well, Dad, Mom, why do we go every Lord's Day? Why do we go every Thursday night? What if we move to a place whether we could have more space and a bigger house farther away from the city? Couldn't we go to some other place? Do I have a good answer to be able to explain to my son when he says that to me last week? I'd like to move to somewhere where I had more space. But son, there's not an assembly there. Oh, but there's other Christians there. Yes, there are other Christians there. But the Lord has shown us the simple privilege and truth to be gathered simply around Him, taking no other name but His. Do I value that? Is that important to me? Am I able to explain to Colin the importance of that? This do in remembrance of me. And I can't turn to all the places, but I believe in many places in the books of Moses, this exhortation is given. But being able to explain to our children, why We value to be simply around our Savior, to remember Him in His death. Why it means so much to us. And why it means so much to our Savior.
sing also 202. God has fixed a happy day when the last tear shall dim our eyes, when he will wipe these tears away and fill our hearts with glad surprise to hear his voice and see his face and know the fullness of his grace. 202. What will it be to
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.